Ashes, where are you? The bedroom? Well, well, well. I'm coming in.
Good evening, sweetheart. What are you doing in here with your earphones in? What have you been listening to? Oh. Sweetheart, I didn't even know this was still posted. Oh, it's archived. How did you find this? I haven't recorded since before I met you. You listen to this when I'm out of the house? A woman of many guises. What else do you hide from me? Hey, that's not fair. I ditched recording before you came into my life, and one of the things I promised to myself was I would not go back, even to listen to them for old time's sake. I found something with you that I never had before. It's hardly white picket fences and a picture-perfect life, but with you I have a life that is so quiet and normal and vanilla. Shit, not that word. Vanilla, it's never mind. What? You want to know what I've been hiding? Oh, baby. I've not been hiding it. It's just my past now. And like so many things in our past, we just don't revisit them once they're done. I don't question you about your taste in men who are surgically attached to their skinny jeans and Vans shoes, do I? Oh, low blow. I beg to differ. You're not buying that for a second, are you? I guess it's time, isn't it? Okay, sweetheart. You must promise me that you won't freak out or overreact. Who I was back then is not necessarily who I am now. The voice on that audio belonged to a very confident man. A man who controlled everything in his life. He was dominant in everything in his life. Audios were not the only part of my life that is different to who I am now. You are my first girlfriend. I have exes, yes, but they were different to me. They weren't exactly what you'd call girlfriends. We had agreements and they were submissive to me. My previous relationships were not conventional by any stretch of the imagination. With you, I found out what it meant to be in a relationship that is, how to word it, conventional to society. I was able to talk about my relationship with you and not feel a single pang of anxiety over being judged. I know this is a stupid question. You listen to audios and GWA after all, you're hardly naive and innocent. You know what BDSM is, right? Good, good. That saves me an awkward explanation. Well, I was very much into the D part of BDSM. I love to dominate, to control, to bring a partner to frustrating pleasure as and when I said, not when they wanted. To let go when I commanded and not even their bodies were telling them to let go. The sadism and the masochism, I wasn't big into either. Bondage, absolutely, but I wasn't keen on too much pain being caused to my lover. There were limits on my side, even if they were willing to go to extremes. My domination was firmly rooted in controlling pleasure and having a hold on my partner, mentally, emotionally, and physically. What's wrong, beautiful? Abusive? Oh, no, no, baby. You misunderstand. Abusive is when one side does not consent to the control, or when the control becomes disruptive to living your everyday life. My relationships always had love and respect at their heart. Both me and my partner would have rules and boundaries. Nothing like that Fifty Shades shit with signed contracts and never mind. I could rant about the utter shit pile of those books and movies for days. Me and my partner would be clear on where lines should be drawn. If you need a signature in negotiations, you're in deep shit. One ex, for example, could not be blindfolded. She had anxieties around it, so while she could be tied up, she could not be blindfolded. She let me know from the start, and I respected that. Not once would I even propose to blindfold her. I respected and loved her too much to do that. Everyone has a different tolerance to pain, so every partner I had would agree safe words with me. The second anything felt wrong, or that agreed word was uttered, I would stop. I would hold them, I would make sure everything was okay, and we'd just go back to square one. A good dom should never make the sub feel like they spoiled the moment or ruined the atmosphere. Love and respect is always there. Like it is with us. The difference is we have a full-blown relationship. You have never been submissive, and I have never felt the urge to be dominant towards you. I guess you could say I kicked the habit. Other guys I knew who dabbled in BDSM used to worry about me. They all had their fair share of vanilla relationships, but I was stupid. I felt like I should go all in on this dumb lifestyle I had in my head. There were always women willing to submit, and there was a platform for me to explore my fantasies further through audios. I convinced myself that I would never need such a person as a girlfriend. That I was too removed to ever appreciate anything remotely vanilla. That grew old, and when I met you in the coffee shop queue that Saturday, I had realised that my life needed more. And there you were, my angel. I can't read your face, sweetheart. Have I scared you? What if you wanted to try? Like, what? To be submissive? Oh, baby. Don't fear that this should be something you have to try or explore just because of who I was. I love you for you. Your uncomplicated way of loving and accepting me. Also, if I go back to acting like a dom, even with you this one time, I might not treat you the way you should be treated. You'd be treated with love and respect, as I've said, but you're my partner in everything, baby. If this goes wrong, you might never see me quite the same. You're sure? I guess I could introduce you to a little bit of who I was. Just because you listen to my audios, it doesn't mean that you'll enjoy everything when it's happening to you in real life. Imagination's a dangerous thing, isn't it, beautiful? Okay. For you, I'll show you who I was, even if it's just for tonight. Ground rules, sweetheart. You say red the second you want to stop. Other safe words could work as well, but I know that the second I hear the word red, I will stop. I will be mild on you tonight because I want you to be sure you want this. Even what I do tonight might cross a line for you. We need to test your limits and see where I can draw the line, but that takes time. I'm hardly going to be whipping out the shibari robes and ball gags. Oh no, baby. No. I've not been hiding those things in the house. Full disclosure though, I did have those once upon a time. Different subs, different kinks. I got rid of them though. I have my ties. They'll do nicely. One more thing. You've been listening to the audio, so you'll know what I mean by this. How would you like to be addressed? Baby girl? Okay. There are plenty of options for you, but I do call you that anyway. If you insist, baby girl, as you wish. What about me? Am I daddy? No? Sir? I do like sir, if I do say so myself. After this kiss, you know the score. If you want to stop, you say red. And we can even forget this night happened. Safe word, sweetness. Safe word. Baby girl, take off your clothes. All of them. I want you naked. Do you understand? Yes? Yes what? Yes what? Yes, sir. Good girl. You can pick this up very quickly. Beautiful, baby girl. Stay standing in front of me. No speaking until spoken to. No coming until I say. And you will follow every one of my instructions. Understood, baby girl? Good. Now, I'll stay sitting on his bed. Come and lie across my lap on his stomach, baby girl. Quicker than that. Good girl. I must admit your ass is something to behold. Excuse me? Did I invite you to speak? Answer me, baby girl. No, I did not. I will spank this beautiful ass of yours as many times as I wish. And after each, I want you to count how many times I have spanked you. Okay, baby girl. I won't spank you anymore tonight. Unless you go against my instructions without saying the safe word, then you will be back over my lap. I know you can feel me underneath you. I've gotten so hard for my baby girl. Now, on your knees in front of me. Good girl. Look up at me. Size. You don't know what I have in mind for you. So scared, but so turned on. Take my cock out. Good girl. Now back away. I know you'll want to touch me, but why let you do what you want? Where's the fun in that? For me, not you. Open your mouth and keep your hands by your sides. No touching your pussy. No touching me. Hands by your sides. Good girl. I'll just hold your head still and... Good baby girl. Take my cock. All of it. There we go. Yes, baby girl, gaggle my cock. So big for baby girl's mouth. I'll take my cock out again, and you can breathe. Still no touching. I know you want to play with your pussy, but that pussy is mine tonight. And now you may not touch. Look up at me again. So hungry, baby girl. Okay, you may touch and suck my cock. No, baby girl, stop. Hands by your sides. Why would I let you have the pleasure of me coming in that pretty mouth? You wanted to understand. I intend to teach you. Stand up. Now, take off my shirt. Throw it on the bed. Now, look up at me. You're a great sub so far, baby girl. Get on the bed, lie on your back, and hold your arms above your head. So damn obedient. The things I could introduce you to. I would normally tie my sub's wrists, and maybe her ankles, and make sure she could not move unless I allowed her to. But as it is your first night, I'll be kind. I won't tie your wrists or your ankles, on the condition you do not move these arms. If you do, I may have to look up my tie and change my mind. Will you do that for me, baby girl? Good girl. I must admit, I never thought you calling me sir would ever happen. But here you are, calling me sir, making me think some very depraved thoughts. You can't touch me, but baby girl, I can definitely touch you. I'm just going to crawl over here and pin you underneath my body like this. Anything I say, you must do, baby girl. As before. So be a good baby girl and do not make a sound. Not one moan while I kiss this beautiful neck of yours. Look at my eyes. You can feel me, can't you? The head of my cock just brushing against that clit. You want to moan so badly. Just release that frustration. But sir has told you no noise. Oh, baby girl, what can we do to solve this problem? Moan for me. There. Feeling better now? But I suppose there is one thing sir could do to baby girl's pussy right now that could really send her over the edge. You may moan and make as much noise as you want. But no moving these arms. Take me, baby girl. Take me inside you. Good girl. It's so wet, baby girl. This meat is so hot, isn't it? Oh no, what's those whimpers for? This isn't vanilla sex, baby girl. I wasn't just going to fuck you straightforward so you can come and we can sleep earlier. No, no, no. Like I said before, I call the shots on your pleasure, baby girl. Now, beg me. Come on, baby girl. Repeat after me. Please, sir, may I come over your cock? Again. You don't sound needy enough, baby girl. You need to convince me that you need your master's cock. You need to come like a good slut. Beg me again. Such a needy baby girl. This must be agony now. Your pussy can feel my cock just there. And yet I'm not back inside you. I love those whimpers. You're mine, baby girl. Who do you belong to? Yes. In this bed, you belong to me. I guess you're suffering enough. But how long were you listening to my audios? How long did you imagine me as a dom? You didn't even know that BDSM wasn't just a tag on my audio posts. I know there will be more nights like this. I have so much to show you. Now, remind me, baby girl. Where was I? Okay, baby girl. I will let you come. It's over. No more tonight, okay? Red, red, red. I call the safe word. Playtime is over. You can bring your arms down. You can touch me, talk to me. Are you okay? That's one hell of a smile. You love that beautiful? Wow. You are incredible. So incredible. I lie down here. Come and cuddle in. This isn't even close to what I would do. I tamed it down tonight because in my head I knew the sub underneath me was still my beautiful girlfriend. I couldn't go into the deep end when you only wanted to try. Are you okay? Sleepy? Good. I will keep checking in on you, baby. You might fare okay tonight, but that can be one hell of a come down that follows playtime. You can get so elated and euphoric from the release that it can be hard to get back to normal. I've had subs go the other way and become depressed following an intense playtime. It terrified me the first time it happened. Promise me, if you ever feel that it could be happening, tell me. I will hold you. I will get you water and food. I will keep you warm. I will help you see the calm down for you. I would never have believed you if you told me yesterday that I would explore being a Dom again. I don't want to make this an everyday thing. I did that too much and I didn't exactly like the man I was. The man in the audios never knew that there was more to life than his BDSM obsession. He never knew you were out there. I will help you with what you want to try. I must admit, I was more than sure you would pull out the safe word when I called you a slut. And just slipped out, I can help it. Yet, you loved it even more. You are perfect. I've just one question for you, gorgeous. Why didn't you ask me before? Mm.